Yeah, the situation in Galkayo is tense, volatile, and has the potential to break out in renewed fighting as it did this morning. I was there last week during a period of calm, which we had hoped would show signs of an emerging agreement on withdrawal of the forces. Unfortunately, that did not happen, and we've seen over the past few days in renewed fighting and damaged city and increased displacement.
How many people have been displaced by this fighting?
Our estimates now are 75,000. That's an increase on 15,000 from our previous flash update from Friday. And if the fighting continues, we could see it escalate up to 90,000, which was the amount of displacement that was witnessed in November and December of 2015 when conflict broke out in Galkayo.
And where are these people now who fled their homes?
Sure. There's displacement on both sides. This is an area where two federal states meet, and the city is divided between them. And this is a division that dates back to the colonial times. Those in the north have headed further north into IDP resettlement areas that have been supported by humanitarian actors, as well as neighboring villages and then areas further north. To the south, they have fled to villages and other locations. And as far as Adado, which is the capital of Golmudug State, that is responsible for southern Galkayo.
And can humanitarian workers reach those in need?
We can reach a good number of those in need. They have fled from the area of, affected by the conflict. I think a big concern for us is the safety of our own staff, of them moving around. They also, we need to recognize, have been affected by this conflict and have been displaced or had to relocate their own families. So much of the time we're asking our staff to keep at home, if that's not possible, to keep a low profile. So staff availability is a matter that we're having to deal with at the UN as well as the NGOs.
What can be done to help those who are displaced?
Well, we've seen a good response so far from various partners in the areas of food support, non-food items and shelter, and mobile health facilities. This is a situation in Galkayo, as I mentioned, was witnessed last November and December. It is something that happens sporadically. Of course, now it is a bit different in nature because we're talking about two federal states, member states of the Somali government, and the negotiation is less about elders on both sides in Galkayo itself, but negotiations between Garowe, the capital of Puntland, and Adado, the capital of Golmudug. So hopefully there's an impetus to quell the fighting between two federal member states and bring an end to the fighting. And hopefully if that happens quickly, we'll see what we did last year, which was a quick return of those displaced by the fighting, and that it will remain temporary in nature.
What can you tell us about Galkayo?
Galkayo has been, as I said, a flashpoint for many years. We understand that. It's a major trading route. It's where various clans, border lines between clans come together. However, you know, we hear a lot about the positive trajectory of the political developments in Somalia, and developments like this certainly belie that.